From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is challenging Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Trump's possible 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to hinder that probe. The president took to Twitter, saying that Mueller had a team of Democrats who supported his rival Hillary Clinton, but no members of the president's own Republican Party. He also called out two former ousted FBI officials, former Director James Comey, fired by Trump last May, and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, dismissed at Trump's urging late Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, 26 hours before McCabe was set to retire and collect a full pension. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of the Afrin region is entirely under the control of the Turkish and allied Syrian forces. The Reuters news agency reports a spokesman for the Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighter said earlier the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. As the dispute between Britain and Russia continues over the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil, the Kremlin expelled 23 British diplomats. Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, dismisses several notions.
Listening again to the response of the Russian ambassador to the EU with his satirical suggestion that this was done by UK agents from Portendown. This is not the response of a country that really believes itself to be innocent.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, remain in serious condition. This is VOA News. Russians are voting today for a president in an election expected to give Vladimir Putin a win. Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia.
I would have thought that what's probably very important for Mr. Putin is how many people turn out in Crimea. He will assume that Moscow won't vote for him because Moscow is one part of the country where, you know, he's failed to gain a majority before. And then, of course, he can say to the nation, look what the people of Crimea have said about me.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from several contenders, including Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, and Alexei Navalny, who's in jail. South Korean media saying a senior North Korean diplomat is now headed to Finland. That's to meet with former U.S. diplomats after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats. All of this could lead to a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish UN Ambassador Olaf Skog.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. Pakistan has conveyed to the leadership in Afghanistan its opinion that the Taliban are left with no excuse or justification for continuing war following Kabul's offer of unconditional peace talks. Islamabad's national security advisor delivered the message during a day-long official visit Saturday. We assured Afghan leaders of Pakistan's complete support for the long-awaited peace offer made by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban has not yet publicly responded to that offer, however, prompting expectations the insurgents are weighing whether or not to come to the negotiating table, Pakistan and officials in the U.S. have both said. Police in the U.S. state of Florida do believe that they have recovered all of the bodies of the victims from the wreckage of a pedestrian bridge that collapsed last week over the busy highway. Five bodies were pulled from the wreckage Saturday alone. And again, South Korean media saying that the senior North Korean diplomat is headed to Finland to meet with the former U.S. diplomats after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats. It is hopeful by some that it could lead to a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and a North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by May. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.